The dusty legal files are stacked to the ceiling of Asma Jahangir's office in Lahore, and each one tells a story about an ongoing battle to protect the rights of the individual in Pakistan. Jahangir chairs the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan. It is an independent, non-governmental organization that seeks to protect women and children who have been raped and abused, families whose assets have been summarily expropriated, and relatives of people who have disappeared after being taken into custody.
There are hundreds of people who have disappeared, and we have gone to court with a list of something like 175 people who still remain disappeared, out of which some were recovered and 95 are still not there.
On that issue, Pakistan's Supreme Court has now intervened, ordering the government to produce and release dozens of people that Pakistan's intelligence services have denied ever holding. But the Pakistani authorities are still accused of abuses, including arbitrary detention, torture, and unexplained deaths in custody. Of particular concern to activists is the situation in the southwestern province of Balochistan, where the government is fighting a nationalist uprising.
Torture is just routine. I mean, if you're not tortured, you're really lucky and exceptional. The government acts with impunity. You go to Balochistan, you will find out that how many people have been killed there, bombarded there, and the government continues to say that these are miscreants.
President Musharraf's government says it is fighting a frontline role in the global war on terror. Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces have regrouped along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. And suicide bomb attacks, like this one earlier this month in Rawalpindi, the headquarters of the Pakistani army, have destabilized the country's towns and cities. It is against that background that Pakistani government ministers acknowledge the intelligence agencies sometimes cut corners in a bid to safeguard the country. Sheikh Rashid Ahmed is Pakistan's railways minister and a close aide to President Musharraf.
There are some cases of tortures for investigations. To know the news and to know the network, to enter in the network.
And Ahmed says that is justified given the nature of the terrorist threat faced by Pakistan.
In my opinion, yes, for such kind of people and things, you have to do something like this.
Human rights activists disagree, and in Lahore, attorney Asma Jahangir has recruited a new generation of paralegals. Each has a poster demanding an end to military rule in Pakistan. The first step, they say, to advancing the cause of human rights in the country. Simon Marks for VOA News in Lahore, Pakistan.